Dreamscape presents Once Two Sisters by Sarah Warburton, narrated by Wendy Tremont King and Chelsea Stevens. Chapter 1. I've been killed and incarcerated, tortured and seduced, stalked and obsessed. I've been the murderer and the victim, the detective and the fugitive, the hero and the villain. I've died over and over again in the swamps of Louisiana, on the streets of Chicago, in a small suburban town where nothing ever happens. I've been a housewife, a call girl, a forensic anthropologist, a secretary, an assassin, a nun. And whether I am angel or demon, innocent or damned, only one person is to blame. My sister, Ava Hallett. Everyone in America has read my story in her books, seen her on the talk show circuit, eaten popcorn while I weep and bleed on the silver screen. The only reason she doesn't have a television series is her apparent inability to write a series. One standalone bestseller after another. And I'm the common denominator. Ava is older than I am, and she laid claim to writing as casually as calling dibs on riding shotgun. And she didn't stop there. Every job, every hobby, every boyfriend or passion or goddamn private thought I've ever had, she's jammed into a novel. She takes my life and murders it over and over again. I wish I were more zen. A person who could let this shit go. I should have joined the Peace Corps or backpacked through Thailand. Without her, maybe I would have been ordinary. The kind of girl who goes to college in her hometown and marries the boy next door. Instead, I ditched everything. My life in Northern Virginia, my relationship with my dysfunctional family, and the girl I used to be. Because of Ava, I'm living over 1,500 miles away in the suburbs of Houston under an assumed name. Now, I sit, anonymous, with two other moms, Bethany and Felicia, at the edge of a playground, pretending to watch all the kids going up and down the slides. And I feel as if my happily ever after days in Texas must be numbered. This happiness is too easy. There's no way I can hold on to it. The three of us watch our kids parallel playing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?